Bezer Shem is Bochum, begin Perikshmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Eidus, the Laws of Testimony, the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judgment, which in this parak we continue the theme regarding the previous program of Ki Mishtaris, the verification of the document, where what happens if the witnesses, how is it that they recall their handwriting, their signature, which is the objective of the Ki Mishtaris? As Rambam gives Allah regarding their testimonies on what happened, not on their signature. Someone signed on the document, which is the witness's way of verifying that this is true, whatever is said over here. Now, there's a halacha drabbanan that we said in Perek Vav, that to have kim shtaris. Now, he's coming to testify that this is his signature in court. And he recognized definitively that this must be his signature. He knows his handwriting. He does not recall this thing that he testified, that he wrote on at all. Doesn't remember the story. To believe is according to Klal, he doesn't recall at all that, yeah, there was such a person borrowed from such a person money at any point. He's not allowed to testify on his signature that this is what it is in court. Because when the witness himself comes, he's not testifying that this is his signature. He is that person who signed on the document. He's the one who's testifying that this guy owes this guy money. His signature is only to remind him of this, that what happened. But if he doesn't remember what happened, he cannot testify to that effect. Halacha Beis, who could remind the witnesses of the document that this happened? So, whether one who recalls the testimony, and one person, meaning if one of the witnesses remembers what happened, the other one, he sees his own handwriting and he remembers. Or others remind him and he remembers, oh, right. Even if the second witness who recalls the story, he reminds him. In this case, if he ultimately remembers, the reason made he could testify. In other words, you don't say that, oh, the second witness is partial to the fact that he needs him to agree because it looks like then he's being contradicted. No, if the guy remembers, he remembers. But if the plaintiff himself, the claimant, he reminds the witness, then actually, even if he ends up recalling, Einemeid is not allowed to testify. Why? Because it appears, at least, to the claimant, as if he's testifying falsely with something he doesn't really know. I mean, the claimant is going to suspect that he's lying because he didn't remember. He's like, oh, remember. He's like, oh, yeah. So even if he does remember, actually, he cannot testify if he was reminded by the Baldava. Now, halacha gimel afikar, therefore there's an exception. If the claimant was a Talmudic scholar, the hisker hatevea hazeh eso ed v'niska, and this Talmud Chacham, the claimant, reminds the witness and he remembers, then they actually could testify for him. Because the plaintiff was a Talmud Chacham, he knows she'eloi zacha adav, he's not going to suspect him. He knows, had he not remembered, he wouldn't testify, and therefore he's not going to suspect him that he's swearing falsely, and therefore he could do it. And there's a leniency that they had regarding in monetary law, even though he really forgot all about this incident for many years. It's only the writing over here that reminds him. It is a maid. He could still go ahead and testify regarding this transaction that had happened, that he was the one who signed on it. Halacha Dalet, regarding what happens if the witness on the document do not remember. So, since this is the reality that a person does not testify that this is his handwriting, rather he's testifying on the monetary transaction in the document that it's actually he's obligated. So, shtar shiyas labezn, if there's a document that comes out in court, uvo edim ha'amrin, and the witnesses come along and they say, k'sav yedeinu huzeh, this is most definitely our signatures. Am'eilim lo yedanu edizu, but we don't recall ever having had testified regarding such a thing. We don't remember that this guy borrowed from this guy or sold it to him. The document is not validated. And the witnesses are like deaf mutes, which are invalid for testimony, which because since they don't have intelligence, and they're considered the same until they recall their testimony. Whoever does not judge like the way I just said, doesn't know regarding the laws of monetary judgment between his right hand and his left hand. But if their signatures were produced from somewhere else, we have other witnesses to verify that this is their signatures, then you can verify the document. Actually, then we don't pay attention to the words that they say, we don't remember such a testimony. Because they might be backing out. They might retract. This is what they're saying. Einu nezich, but remember, because they want to nullify the document. Ukiilu amru, and as if they were saying, oh, yeah, you're right, this is our signatures, but katanu, you were minors, psuliedza, you know, we were invalid for witnesses back then. She'ein in the mun, they're not believed. Because hoyil meskai mashtosh le'opim, since it's being validated not through them, so they don't have a pasha asa pasha, they're already signed, and you can't be chayzer magid, can't go and retract that it was already done. You can say regarding the verification, so then you should be believed to say, but did you apostle? No, because we're verifying for someone else. Now, for this reasoning, we validate all documents. We don't have to bring the witnesses to ask them, wait a second, they're around. Let's ask them to see if they remember or they don't. It doesn't make a difference. Because even if they came along and they said, we don't remember this happening, we don't listen to them, since we can validate it not from their own mouths. Whether someone wrote his testimony on the document, or you find it in his own private ledger, his own private journal, in his own handwriting, this person had me testify on him on such and such a day. So if he remembers on his own, meaning even after just looking at his writing, or others remind him and he remembers, okay, then maybe he could testify. But v'mlav, if not, Oslahid is not allowed to testify. Because if he doesn't remember, even though he sees that he himself had written this, it doesn't make a difference. You know what? That's similar to El Lamisha Amaloy Od Neman. To someone that's very trustworthy to him, tells him, where his obviously his own handwriting is trustworthy, that his own self 15 years ago, oh, plainly, yeshli, it's a plainly kach v'kach. Oh, that person has, by that person, he's owed this amount of money. Now, behavior who shesh lezeh tzelzeh. Now, he himself is going to testify. Because based on what the trustworthy person had told them, that this guy owes this guy this amount of money, but for any day in the devil come, he doesn't know anything of this at all. It's just because he heard from that other trustworthy person and he's testifying. That's Eid Mepi Eid, which is possible. That's the same thing over here. Since his current self doesn't recall this at all, it's his own self, allegedly from 15 years ago, who wrote this, and that's why he's saying it. That's like Eid Mepi Eid, and if it would be possible, no, he has to actually recall himself right now to testify.